Yes.
Yeah, man. So I want to see how your week went. I want to see how you're feeling. Are you good?
I'm feeling myself. I'm in a good mood. I'm ready for this damn show.
Cool.
Week's been pretty good. Got a lot of shit accomplished, but yeah, man, I'm doing good, man. What about you?
I've been better. We have, I think we have a couple of friends in need that I want to get to after a while.
Oh, that's right.
And there's I gotta write them down so I'm not forgetting. One's about changing jobs, and one is about what were we talking about the other day where our buddy hit us up about
When you make the decision to share finances.
there we go. Thank you. We'll get
You're
back to
welcome.
that. We'll get back to that after a while. You know what, Doug? Tell me. Hold on, I'm gonna call my sister as a fucking as so we could try this shit out. So you could tell me if you can hear it. 5-8. No, that's fucking whose number is that? 3. Okay. Okay, just tell me if you can hear this ringing.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear that?
No. Nope. No, sir.
All right. All right, I'll have to change that a little bit. But because I want to make it, dog, so we can take phone calls, but we gotta both be able to hear it. We gotta both be able to talk so they can hear us both. You know what I'm saying? So,
Absolutely.
all right. Well, oh yeah, let me see.
Oh, you making beats?
Can you hear
I can. It sounds like you're playing piano.
Well, let's try it. Jewel. Where's she at? Hello? Oh, fuck. Okay. I guess I'm gonna not answer then.
Danny?
You threw me off. All right. Well, anyway, Juice, we're here. To change this, give permission, blah, 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 blah. Bada bing, bada. Okay. You know what? You said you had a few things that you wanted to get to. So I'll work on this shit while we're talking. So what's going on?
Hey, I'm not San Quentin, but we're live and direct.
We
Juice
are.
is saying he can hear it, but it's low.
Okay. Okay. Maybe I'll have to turn that up or something.
The after show, but liar. You see that?
Who said that?
I mean, you gotta read the chat.
I gotta jump in the chat. You're right. All right. All right. Anyway, Doug, where do you want to get started? I know there's
See, I'm telling you. Anyways.
is let me see.
You want to get to the friend in need?
Yeah, let's get to a friend in need. All right.
Monkey
We had
Monkey says she
somebody
can hear fine.
hit us up about sharing finances with your significant other. How significant do they gotta be before you can share the finances? I know it took me a minute. And I remember because I remember when I met my lady right off the bat, like when we started talking and I don't know what we were talking about or something. And I was like, she just like straight up was like, oh yeah, well, cool. Like, what do you bring in or whatever? Like, and I was like, oh, what the fuck? I met you 4 minutes ago, girl. Like, you know, like, so, yeah.
No, after 4 minutes, I'd tell someone to fuck off real quick. Like, I probably wouldn't talk to him again if it only been 4 minutes,
No, it had been a minute. It had been like a few months, but I was
but
still like,
I think personally, like, and I might catch some heat for this, but I'm probably more Covino than not. I don't probably do it exactly like Covino, but I know he made something, he had a similar thing they were talking about, and maybe that's where this friend in need sprung from our buddy. I don't know, but I think for me personally, at some point, if it's going to work, you got to do it, because otherwise, you're kind of, you have to. I mean, if at some point it's going to work, unless the person just doesn't give a shit, the other person doesn't care. If they care, you're going to have to give in, just because they're going to feel like you don't trust them. And so I think 2 or 3 years into a relationship, like at that point, they could probably put some pressure on you. I think anything under than a year, I don't think you're obligated to tell them. But if you get married, obviously you got to know. And I don't know, but I get where Covino's coming from, especially, you know, in relation to what he was saying. But our guy wants to merge finances. They want to merge them together, right? Isn't that what they want to do? Like,
yeah,
his and her bank account.
Yeah, just basically merging that, getting a joint bank account, so there's no more independence, right?
So it was even a little bit deeper than just knowing. It was like, let's share bills, right?
Hey, Lisa's here. What up, Lisa?
Hey, what up, Lisa?
Late where you're at, so I appreciate you jumping on.
So Funky Monkey says she has her own bank account. We have a joint account. So how does that work? Do you have your own? What's the joint account for? How does it work? If you want to share, if not, it's all good.
And you know what? While she jumps in on that answer, I could let you know we do something very similar. We have a joint bank account, and we have our own bank accounts. You know, and then it's kind of like we take care of certain things, and then throw money in the joint for whatever. I don't know. Like, it's kind of really more of an account to move money. You know,
for me, I've always had my own scratch. So I have never been concerned with, like, the only time I get concerned with someone else's money is when you're trying to get into mine. Right. Mm-hmm. So like, I never felt the need to know how much girls that I was dating were making or anything like that. It didn't really concern me. It just, you know what I'm saying? And so for me, I don't know. I think you guys should come up with an agreement. What's fair for your situation on what works. You know, I live with August, and we didn't necessarily split everything 50-50, but we didn't need to. And that's not what we needed to work for that situation. So that situation, you know, I didn't need her to pay 50-50. So yeah, she didn't. But at no point did I ever ask her what she was taking home, or was it mandatory for me to know either? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We had our agreement on what she was going to take care of and what I was going to take care of. And that was that. We weren't in each other's pocket after that.
You know what? And I think even from my situation with, I'm not dating, I'm actually married, and we kind of do the same shit. She has what she takes care of. I take care of what I take care of.
Right.
And I don't want to say we don't share, because I'm pretty sure she knows what I bring home to the dollar, but hers fluctuates because she has her own business, right? And but we're never up or down each other's throat. It's kind of like, hey, if she needs, you know, a few bucks for this one or whatever, then hey, I'll throw some money in the joint, or vice versa, or whatever. If I'm like, hey, you know, whatever. And so it just kind of works. And I think with both of us not being so fucking concerned and up each other's ass, I think it's kind of healthy, you know?
Well, fuck, do I care how much spending money she got? You know what I mean? Like, if
our bills are taken care of, right?
And you're going to still discuss big purchases anyways. And again, if you need a new refrigerator, it doesn't necessarily have to be 50-50. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you buy the refrigerator because you got a bonus this month and your lady didn't. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I don't think it necessarily is always cut and dry. I think it has to be what works for your relationship. Mm-hmm. But I don't think, I also don't think that it teaches great independence. I think both partners financially need to be financially responsible.
Mm-hmm.
I think that once you start combining it, it's easy for one not to be as responsible as the other, because now it's like a two-in-one deal. And I think that creates arguments. And those are the worst kind of arguments to have as a relationship. I think that even if you splurge, let's just say you and your lady, okay, she makes this much, you make that much, you cover all this, you only ask her to cover this, but you still pay for the majority of the vacations, where maybe she buys dinner a couple times or something, you know, whatever the arrangement is. I don't think it has to be cut and dry. Mm-hmm. But I think when you start, at least from my experience, from what I've seen, you start piling it in, one of the two isn't as responsible as the other, and it creates issues.
Yeah. And there's, I don't know.
Comments coming in too. We got to read these.
All right. Let's see. Funky Monkey is in the chat. Doesn't mean she necessarily said this, but the joint bank account, really, I pay the bills, and the leftovers are his plus his work money. He doesn't want to bother paying the bills. Okay, so he's like, fuck it, you take care of that, put whatever you need
that
in the joint, and then pay the bills and fucking, you know.
But he's probably up, but that doesn't sound like he's up her ass though for her money either, how much she's making or none of that. He's just comfortable with you taking care, you know, that works.
And then another one says joint account, joint account and own bank account here. I think that's kind of been I wonder if it's kind of like how people are doing it for the most part nowadays, because I feel like back in the day, at least, like, I think about, like, my parents, they only had one account. They didn't have two accounts. They had one account. All the fucking money went into that account. And I'm looking at the feedback and from my own personal life, from what you said about you in August. And I'm thinking, like, it just sounds like everybody nowadays is kind of like, cool, we have our own shit and we might have a joint, you know? And right. It's like, I think that's kind of, that's good. If the shit's the bill, the major bills are being taken care of, then cool, you know, and you're responsible with it. Like you said, you know,
well, and communicate if one of the two and they're, you know, got their hours cut or they missed a week for COVID or something like that. That's when you say, hey, you know, what can we do this month? Because unfortunately I couldn't work for these 4 days or whatever. It's not like it's a deadline. That's just a structure that's always kind of worked for me.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And it's not even let me see. I don't think it's necessary to disclose unless they're married at least or at least been together 4 to 5 years. I think that's a good rule. And I think somebody up your ass about your finances, even like super early into a relationship, you're kind of like, what are your.
It's red flag, bro. It's red flag.
You know, like, so I think it's not necessarily hiding shit. And I think either one's crazy. If you're hiding shit, you know, or you don't want to disclose and you're like, nah, fuck it, this is mine. And you've been together for years.
You know what though, bro? Let me intervene.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck do I care if you're hiding shit, if you're making your part of the bills? The only reason I'm going to get upset is if you say you can't make your bills in your stash and scratch away. But if you're, I don't give a fuck about your money. I don't care if you hide 10 million. That's your 10 million. I don't need none of it. That is not my shit. I don't fucking care. That ain't my shit. It don't mean as much to me if I don't make it. I don't want your money. Mm-hmm. Hide what you want. Just pay your half of the agreement. I'm good.
Yeah, as long as you take care of your shit and you're
good.
Mm-hmm. I feel you.
You know, straight out. And I don't necessarily need to hide my shit because I try to accumulate assets that give me return, you know, like properties and shit. So I don't need to have fucking 10 million in the bank. Long I got a couple houses that are being rented out, I'm cool.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. But you know, yeah,
well, let's read the rest. So Fournier says, Covino's is weird though for not sharing what he makes with Jordan. Funky Monkey says, I don't think it's necessary to disclose unless they're married for at least 4 to 5 years. Okay. Andrew says they've been together long enough to know finances. Juice says they've been together for at least 6 years. Lisa says she don't think he's hiding anything. I don't think he is.
A lot
either.
Of people jumped in after we started talking about it, but this was a friend in need. We're not talking about Covino, but if you guys
want to
jump in on Covino's, this is the after show, but later. So, I mean, yeah, we could talk about, I mean, they did discuss it. So, I mean, that's cool. But we started off with the friend in need where somebody hit us up. That's a listener of our show. So I don't necessarily want to say, you know,
their biz.
Yeah. But
it wasn't Covino. It had nothing to do with Covino, but we brought that up because the similarity in the two conversations.
Oh yeah. Apparently Funky Monkey has a dick. News to everybody. She said, dick about it. Cool. Cool.
Communication is key. And I agree with Andrew. Everyone wants their sense of independence. Like, same thing. Like, again, if we have an arrangement, I don't care if you get your nails done every 3 days. If that's your deal. Like, I'm not going to get upset.
I would prefer for you to get your nails done every 3 days.
I don't know. I don't need to control someone's finances. Again, if we got an agreement, because where's the motivation? If I'm all up in your pocket and you're working for us, I mean, where's the motivation to get shit for you? Like, you deserve whatever's left over after we did our shit and paid our bills. Make yourself happy. That's what works for. Like, the responsibilities are handled. Fuck your scratch off the way you see fit.
Mm-hmm. 100%. I feel you. I thought that was a decent friend. And hopefully we're able to help a little bit. But if not, I mean, hit us up again.
Well, let's get onto the Covino one then. So we've got some differencing of opinions in here on if he should be sharing his finances, the info.
I think... I can see both sides, dog. I could see where she wants to know because they have been together long enough. I feel like, but at the same time, like you're saying, if the bills are taken care of, which I'm assuming he takes care of a majority of the bills, right? And then, like, you know,
for sure.
Like, so, like, why do you need to know an exact dollar amount or whatever? You know what I'm saying? And that's where I'm kind of like, the bills are taken care of. She's not eating ramen. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm like, no, what to me, like, it's like, what is that for her to gain? I could see if they do get married where she's going to be like, okay, we're married. Like, let's fucking whatever. But right now, and see, I think part of it, at least this is how I would look at it if it was me, is, okay, yeah, we're dating. Cool. We've even been dating for 6 years. We share a home together, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But what if tomorrow she fucking gets a fucking hair?
Do we? Is the condo on both their name?
I don't know. But what I'm saying is, what if she jumps and gets a hair up her ass one day and says, oh, fuck this. You know what? I'm going to live out the rest of my 30s single. And she books it. Now she knows all of his fucking information. Now she knows. But at the same time, you know, if they, you know, it's hard. I go back and forth because then I think about when they're married, if you're not sharing it with her and you get divorced, then you're going to share it with her eventually. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I'm
team Covino on this one because they're not buying a house. It doesn't. Well, at least they haven't shared with us. There's no major purchases going on. So if it's just to know, like, you now you're nitpicking. If there's like, let's say they were buying a home and they were purchasing their forever home together. And, you know, to qualify, they need both of their information. If he was hiding it during that process, you know, I might lean Jordan, you know, favorite Jordan on this one. But if we're just throwing it out there just to throw it out there, now it's a game and I'm going to see if I can get you to tell me just because I want to know and you won't tell me, I'm team Covino. I mean, I think the 6 years counts. I agree with everyone in the chat saying I'm not going to argue with them. I mean, it's definitely not like he's right and I can't believe Jordan did this. So it's a matter of what works for you and your relationship.
Yeah.
But I mean, well, you know, if there's no big decision being made that the finances have to be taken into consideration, why are we even talking about it? If you're not getting married, if you're not buying a house, if you're not filing taxes together, who cares?
Mm-hmm. Let me see.
And I don't think he's hiding nothing. I don't think he's doing it to be shady either. I think that, you know, this might be a aftershock from the Layla situation. I mean,
he got burned pretty bad,
bro. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That shit don't go away. Like, any way you look at it, when you've been through something like that with someone you love and then you end up getting screwed and having to give money that maybe you shouldn't have had to give, like, that's like PTSD. That don't just go away.
PTS what?
D.
PTSD's nuts.
If that's what you want to say. All I'm saying is I can understand where he's coming from, because if I had been through that same situation, I'd be a little bit hesitant too. Mm-hmm. I have compassion and understanding for his situation and his stance.
All right. Well, since we're on the topic of finances, there was a situation that came up this week on Covino and Rich where.
Hold on. I'm sorry, bro. Did you read Juice?
Nah. What happened?
You want to read it?
All right, Juice. I think he doesn't want to discuss it with her because he doesn't want her to feel bad. I don't want to sound like an asshole, but she does have a regular job and she's making money off of TikTok. Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's the reason. But then again, I mean, it's an opinion, so you could be right. I don't know. I have no idea. But
well, it's probably not anything close. I mean, she's not, you know, I mean, right.
The only way he should.
He got a couple zeros on there. She don't.
Yeah, I think the only way he should feel bad is if she tells him and then he goes. That's the only time he should feel bad, right? If she tells him, he's like, okay, cool, whatever. Or she's just straight up front about it. And she's like, you know, I make fucking whatever. And he's like.
Or he goes, I got to reactivate my Bumbles.
Hold on. Yeah, hold on. Fuck, you better get my tenders. Sophia Beverly in here. We're about to fucking. Yeah, I'm trying to get a 2-for-1 deal with those kind of wages. You know, mm-hmm. He says that shit. Then I, you know, I mean, yes. But anyway.
And Andrew agrees with the Layla theory.
Yeah, of course. It's a good theory. Fuck, what was I going to say? That's going to be some butthead. Fuck, I forgot. There was something you wanted to hit on that. I can't remember now.
Well, let me go to my notes.
Go to the notes.
You always catch me off guard, bro. day, Covino, when he was walking his dog and it was behind the velvet rope, he kept calling them sparkle farts.
Oh, yeah.
And then he had to pick up his poop. Remember, he was picking up sparkle farts as poop.
Yeah.
But I'm lucky because in the five, almost 6 years I've had Chapo, I don't think he's ever dropped a deuce in public, not once. And I take him on walks often.
Has Chapo ever seen your bank account?
No, he don't ask either.
Almost 6 years. Hey, as long as he gets fed and he gets a chew toy, he's good, right?
Yeah, he don't care. He's never asked one time.
You know what? Like, dog, think about this. Think about like when you're growing up. I don't think I ever knew what my parents were making. But I'm like, I had my Nintendo 64 and my fucking bike. I was cool. You know, fuck it. I had food in my belly.
I was not in my parents' business either. I didn't care.
Fuck. Oh, yeah. Behind the velvet rope. You know what? There was something that Covino was bringing up that the other dudes haven't done behind the velvet ropes lately. And there actually, he said zero for the year of 24 for them. So we're already in April. Which Rich was saying the other day, he was like, well, you know, I'm busy from the time I wake up till the time I go to bed and fucking, and sometimes I'm around people that don't want to be recorded and all this shit. And I'm like, dog, what about fucking when he's driving a softball or some shit? Just fucking turn on the camera for a few minutes and be like, hey, fucking, what's everybody up to? Fuck. Oh, yeah, I'm on my way to softball, you know, blah, blah, blah. Going to see Torch or whatever the fuck. Like,
yeah.
People really want to see. People don't need a highly produced fucking Patreon type. Fucking behind the velvet rope.
He needs to follow LaRussell. LaRussell, that rapper, you know, I told you, he's not a gangster, whatnot. He just talks about real shit and he's not making nothing up, but he flows. But he's right. He said, all his homies always tell him, how do you come up with content? The content is what you do. That's the connection. The people want to connect to you. They don't need you, like you said, to do nothing fancy. We just know Rich. I don't think Rich is, you know, I know he's whatever he is at Fox Sports, but to us, he's Rich, right? Yeah. So just have Rich do Rich shit. That's it.
Like my favorite behind the velvet ropes that Rich has done are his, when he's doing his breaks for Pop 2K, where he's like, oh, that was Kelly Clarkson, Rich Davis here, you know, and then he goes in his little shit and he has this live with him. That shit's cool. All he has to do is turn on his fucking phone. He does that every day. Every day he fucking has to do his Pop 2K breaks, his whatever the fuck, right? And just when he jumps on and he's like, going back to 2003 right here, can you believe that we're already 22 years away or whatever the fuck? Doug, all that shit, I fucking
did. He
does that because then he'll fuck up and he'll re-record it. And just to get that behind the velvet rope of the industry, that's what I did, you know? And then just like it's cool as fuck to see that. And oh, well, you know what? He fucked up this break. And then he's like, oh yeah, you know what? Lonnie, that was a good one. In 2003 was the year with the Patriots or whatever. You know, shout out to Lonnie for giving me that fun fact. And then Lonnie's like, oh, cool. I want to be on Pop 2K. That kind of shit is cool. But when he's like, oh, I have people that don't want to be recorded, like, dog, shut the fuck up. You just haven't wanted to, which I'm sure they don't want to.
Right.
But who cares? Then you know what? Then turn that fucking tier off of your shit. Which I haven't looked at ours lately, so I might have to turn a couple of tears off as well. You know, but it's true. Like, fucking, if you don't
smut,
that's cool, you know?
Andrew says he's too busy talking about Spot's life or smut.
I got to let my dogs out. In fact, here's okay. We never talked about
after the walk. Chapo shits after the walk, too.
Yeah. Watching TV till 1 a.m. with Sarah. Yeah, no shit, dog. Fucking, I'm not going to say who I had a conversation with, but they had a funny remark when I was talking about the behind the velvet ropes. And I was like, yeah, Rich said he's been too busy. And then my buddy hit me up with the, yeah, too busy watching Curb Your Enthusiasm and getting high. Like, that's all this motherfucker's doing, you know? Like,
bro, only thing good about that damn show is JB Smooth. Other than that, that shit is corny.
Is it? I've only seen a few episodes. I dug it when I seen it, you know, a couple years ago.
What are we watching? Some old, bald, white-haired, fucking half-bald white guy get mad?
Yeah.
That's the whole premise of the story, man. At least throw in some JB Smooth and, like, you know, the celebrities that make appearances make it cool. But, like, I don't know. I mean, it's all right. You can watch it and sit through it. It's not going to bore you to death.
Yeah.
But Rich damn near wants to blow with Larry David, and I think that's too far.
Speaking of TV, what do you think about I heard Jerry or Gary the Bachelor is divorced or some shit already. They haven't even fucking made it official. What do you think about that kind of shit in the well, that TV that Rich loves.
Or they, I'm going to tell you this. We've said this over and over on many episodes. You get 75 summers. I'm not wasting a minute of my air breath time watching that trash. They got divorced. It took you longer to follow the story than they stayed together.
Doug, not even that. They're going to air. They're still going to air their episode of Family Feud. They're not even a fucking family anymore.
And no, they're just feud.
And think about it. Say they filmed that 3, 4, 5, 6 months ago. They thought that shit was going to, they're going to bank it and bring it out at a good time. Now they're trying to bring it out and they're not even together anymore, dog. I'm like, that's some, that sucks. That sucks.
No, I know some neurotic people, Elisa. She says, curb is endearing if you knew neurotic people. I know a couple of them. I'm not going to throw them on blast, but I do. But I think maybe that's why I don't like to watch it because, you know, like I think these people have issues that they try to correct and then, I don't know. I'm watching Larry David do it and make money off it. So I'm kind of like, eh. And these guys that I know are funnier than Larry. They'll tell someone to fuck off real quick.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just, you know what? As we get older, like at least for myself, I'm people do what they want. That's their 75 summers. They want to watch fucking MILF Manor. Go right ahead. I'm not judging. But for me, I'm trying to substitute the horse shit for a book. Or some meditation or some exercise or something relaxing. Like if I can get rid of some of that shit that was just, that's what they want, man. Think about it. Why is it only horse shit on TV nowadays?
Mm-hmm.
They're fucking poisoning your mind with that shit is what they're doing. And I'm no dummy. Why is there 19 million? We're going to fail relationship shows that never work out. But yeah, everyone's tuned in. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, at some point, I got to take a step back. And like, again, if everyone else wants to watch that, because I've watched it before, same with Jersey Shore. I like Jersey Shore. But is that, it's trash. I mean, it's not reality. It's paid bullshit for the camera. You know what I'm saying? They make money off it. I mean, I'm not wasting my time on shit like that no more.
Yeah. No. I feel you. And one of my favorite things to watch is, I don't watch a whole lot of like TV. And we've had this conversation a million times. But I love documentaries. I love those Dark Side of the Rings that they have, old wrestlers and shit. I love all that shit. Like that shit I could fucking watch. But I think because with that, there's some element of truth to it, right? There's as far as a documentary, yes, can be skewed a certain way. They want you to believe something or whatever.
They can. Yeah,
so
for sure.
Keep that in mind, right? But for the most part, it's pretty factual, you think. Or even if it's not, you can sit there and kind of, you know, depict what you think is not right. Oh, I mean, maybe that's not real or whatever, but
right.
Enough.
But it still challenges your brain. It challenges your brain to think.
And it's like, I dig that kind of shit. Those Dark Side of the Rings, I really like. Like I watched, it wasn't Dark Side of the Ring, but I watched recently something about Scott Hall. And this came out in the last fucking, I don't know. It came out like a month ago, 2 months ago.
Was he one of the kids?
And Scott Hall?
Yeah, one of the kids in the hall.
No, dog, it was fucking Razor Ramon.
I know.
I was like, oh, but I watched that, dog, and I thought that was a good as fuck special. So shit like that I dig, you know, learning about people, learning about fucking shit. And I do have my guilty pleasures every once in a while, like fucking This Fool. I love that show, but then they fucking cancel it. So what happened?
But you know what though? I like shows like that that laugh. At least like, because you know what I'll do? I like what Lisa said. A lot of her viewing is specifically for mindless, violentless, benign bullshit to zone out to. And that, you know, and that's kind of what I do. Like the last hour before I go to bed, I'm just putting on something that's not going to distract me. So I can kind of tune, like maybe SportsCenter, right? Where I can listen if I want, but I'm on TikTok and I'm trying to, you know, I go on TikTok because it makes you laugh. Right.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. They say laughter is the key, you know, the key to a lot of things. So
I think that's where my random nonsense entertainment goes.
Thanks for hanging. Yeah. I mean,
all right. And again, good night, Andrew.
And that could be, you know, I'm sitting here talking trash on MILFs and all, MILF Manor and all this. And you could easily say, hey, TikTok's no better. And you're probably right. But at least I can swipe quicker than shit.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the stuff I land on is just dumb bullshit that makes me laugh. And I'm just like, oh, and then I laugh and then boom, I see some other shit. And I don't know.
I have a buddy. So if you guys aren't aware, I didn't know this until the other day, that if you're on iPhone, I guess WhatsApp has been doing this for a while. But if you're on an iPhone and you're FaceTiming somebody, you can share your screen just like fucking like you're on Zoom or whatever the fuck. That shit, dog. So the other day I'm talking to my buddy.
On WhatsApp?
No, on fucking just FaceTime.
Oh, okay.
I could FaceTime you and then just hit share screen. Boom, dog. You can see and hear everything that I'm fucking watching.
I wonder if the FaZe shares any screens.
The what?
Captain FaZe.
Oh, I know. I don't know. But anyway, my point was I fucking the other day, my buddy, I was going to show him something and he was like, oh, you're not on face on WhatsApp, huh? And he's like, because you can share your screen.
You're not going to give him his daily shout out.
And so I fucking I dropped fucking on FaceTime. I hit share screen, dog. We fucking sat there and watched TikToks for a minute. And this motherfucker doesn't do any like social or anything. So he enjoyed the shit. He's like, is this what fucking TikTok is all about? And I was like, yeah, dog, it's just funny, stupid shit. And you get bored, you fucking just swipe away, you know? So.
And I need the people to hold me accountable in a polite, friendly friend of the show way. If I talk about Jersey Shore later on or some filth, get me back in my place, please.
Yeah. But you said you enjoy it, didn't you?
But I'm making that statement. I'm trying to stay away from that stuff, man, because it's poison. You know what I mean? Mm. But I'm an addict just like everybody else. So I might slip on the old ways. So hold me accountable if you hear me talking about it.
You know what? Lisa says that she has a strict no FaceTime rule. And I don't want to say I have a strict no FaceTime rule. Thank God I don't have people just randomly hitting me up on FaceTime. But
I'm not a fan of that.
I have a couple of good friends that, you know, I don't get to see very often. So it is cool when they jump in with the FaceTime or whatever. But usually they'll give you a heads up. Hey, bro, yes. I'll fucking hit you up on FaceTime or whatever right now. Just to make sure you're not in your drawers or whatever, you know?
Yeah, don't ever call me on FaceTime randomly at your will. Like, at least give me the respect to put FaceTime ?
Yeah, for sure.
That's it. Just send that. And if I can, cool. I'll put my drawers back on and we can FaceTime. But
Doug, I'll even do that shit with my mom. Like the other day I was talking to her on the phone and I had wanted to show her something. And I go, oh, hold on. I was like, is it cool if I FaceTime you right now? So I fucking hit FaceTime. She was like, oh, yeah. So I hit FaceTime. Because, Doug, you never know what people are doing when they're on the phone. They could be taking a shit while they're talking to you, you know?
For sure. And Lisa, I love it too. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I can't wait to see what happens when Ronnie comes back and mixes with Sam. I know. And I'm like, who knows? Shh. We won't tell nobody.
Oh, man. But let me see. What about, Doug? Have you ever had any? They got on a topic of premonition. Have you ever had any premonitions or anything that you can think of or anything that maybe told you not to do something or something that you were just.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't speak of specifics because I don't want to bullshit you. But yes, I don't know, man. Like a lot of times when I'm driving, if I get a weird feeling about going a certain route or a certain way, or, you know, if I don't go back and check, I can't leave. If I think something's on, I got to go back. I can't just leave it. You know what I mean? I have to go back. If I think I left the coffee pot on, I got to go back. If I think the dog's outside and he can get out, I got to go back. Yeah, I don't know.
Dog, sometimes I can get in my head really bad about that. Like if, I don't know. If say I think if like my daughter's at dance or something and I just get like a feeling or some shit and I'm like, I gotta go fucking pick her up or I gotta go or I just, you know, to me that's not a premonition, that's just fucking anxiety. But yeah, I don't know, Doug. I feel like I've dreamt things. I had the weirdest fucking dream last night, dog. It was about, and I know dreams are probably like the lowest form of entertainment or whatever, but it was like another pandemic was hitting, dog. And I was at my old My grandmother
at the gun superstore. You're at the gun superstore. I'm getting me an AR.
Oh, Doug, I wanted to fucking. I was gonna take a picture the other day. I was watching TV. I was on my mom's pad.
The commercial came on.
A commercial? No, not for them. For a fucking gun show. It was like, oh, fucking the biggest gun show of the year.
I might have to come back for that.
I was like, fuck, I need to hit up Kakui so I can see this shit. But no, Doug, I had a dream last night that I was at my grandma that died 5 years ago. I was at her old house that she had when I was a kid, right?
Yeah.
It was so fucking weird, dog. I went into like a room and shit, and then I looked and like everybody's gone. And I was like, what the fuck? And then it was some kind of like end of the world shit or whatever, but it was fucking nuts, dog. I feel like I'm reliving it right now. It was crazy.
So I got a question for you then. What's up? Would that make you feel if someone told you they had a dream about you?
I've had people tell me that I've been in their dreams.
But what if you only knew them for like few weeks?
I wouldn't think it's that peculiar because maybe you're on their mind, you know, a new friend or whatever. I don't think it's that crazy because, Doug, I've had so many dreams about people. I remember, and I remember a lot of them. So I don't know if I had just met somebody, if I would come out and tell them, but I mean, it's happened, you know? So, I mean, there was like no phase three shit or nothing. I mean,
Funky Monkey says, Mila always knows things that they haven't told her, and it's weird.
Oh, really? Are you sure she's not just fucking listening at your door and shit?
She got the solo cup with the string, and she passes it to the other sibling.
What do you call it? No, but kids, dog, kids are fucking weird. My daughter, she told me some shit one time about she remembers being born.
Right? Really?
Yeah. And this is like maybe like 2-3 years ago. And I was I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, well, it was only 3 years ago. Maybe she remembers. I don't.
That's a good question. What's my earliest memory? I want to know what your earliest memory is. My earliest memory as a child was getting bit by the neighbor's dog in the eye. I got bit like right here. So that little fucker had me on the ground and bit the dog shit out of me when I was like 2.5, 3. And that's my earliest memory as a human being. What's yours?
One of the most vivid early memories I remember. Oh shit. I was going to say in kindergarten, but no, I remember in preschool, me and my cousin went to the same preschool. I ended up dropping out because, you know, fucking school's for fools, I guess.
Yeah, high ass socks, didn't you?
I did, dog. I remember they tried to make me go to the peanut patch without my mom. I was like, shit.
And the present that you had, the present that Lisa asked if you sent Covino yet.
Oh, no, I haven't. You know what, though? I have something else I was going to send directly to him. I was going to order it on Prime. But I fucking, I'm going to have it sent to my house, make sure it looks cool and shit.
Deion got a website?
What?
Deion Sanders got his own website or what?
Oh, Prime. Okay. But I got to make sure it looks cool and shit before I send it. There's three things I have that I need to send him. So thanks, Lisa, for the reminder, because I haven't sent him. But
Funky Monkey says it's stuff they discuss when they're at school.
Yeah, I heard that. My earliest memory is feeding ducks with my grandma. She confirmed I was 2 at the time. Damn. I remember being 4 and I was in preschool. My cousin and dog, to this day, he still kind of likes to get, you know, in trouble, a little payaso or whatever. And I remember we were in preschool and he went under every fucking stall and locked it. He went,
damn.
There was like 5 stalls, dog. And he went in, locked the first one, and then crawled under and locked all of them.
Oh, he needed a bath.
And I just remember Robin. His name's Ruben, right? Robin. The fucking teacher just yelling at him, you better get your ass. Or I don't know if they said ass. I don't know. I just remember being like, damn, he don't fucked up. You know, like.
Hey, all I know too is I don't know if this is true or not, or if I'm just imagining it, but I guess my grandma, my mom's mom, was giving me a bath when I was like less than a year, or I don't know, maybe like 8 months, 6 months, old enough to hold over the sink. And I whizzed on her. And I don't know if they just told me that so much, or it's a little, maybe I created a memory. I don't even know if it's realistic or not, but.
You feel like you remember it?
Hey, I guess I whizzed on her.
Oh, man. And then Funky Monkey says that one of her daughters says she remembers her past life and how she died. Dog, have you ever got into one of those fucking, is it a rabbit hole on fucking TikTok? Dog, it'll be fucking, you know, 11 o'clock at night. I'm laying there like, fuck, I should go to bed. And I jump on TikTok, and then it's like, it has like a little boy telling a story about, yeah, and that's where I died in that plane right there. And you're like, what the fuck?
Nah, my rabbit hole's Billy Carson. I don't know that fucker. He says all kind of wild shit.
For real? I don't know who that is. I got to write it down.
Let me see if I can even pull it up.
Billy Carson Daily.
You just, and again, no one judge me. And it's not that I believe him or none of that, but that's the rabbit hole that. Where are we at? Where can I search you? Watch. He's wild.
I didn't see.
I'm going to play it. Watch this. You ready?
All right, let's hear it.
A Jesus of what he's known in modern times. At the age of 12, he disappeared, like you said, disappeared from the Bible completely. Well, where was he? He went to Egypt. And the proof of this is Coptic Cairo. In Coptic Cairo, the house that he lived in, Coptic church, the bed, everything is still there. It's a shrine now. This person was real. It wasn't a fairy tale. He actually did exist. He was there with his mom, actually, for some time. And what did he go there for? He went to study and learn the Egyptian mysteries. He was an adept initiate into the Egyptian mysteries. Then he traveled to Tibet to learn Reiki healing, Qigong, healing with his hands. That was confirmed by the Dalai Lama. Then he went down into India where he learned the mystic arts, teaching reincarnation all the way back. And you can find evidence of this in a little-known scripture named the Gospel of the Holy Twelve, which is omitted from the Bible. You realize that he went to go learn the devil's work, Egyptian mysteries, which was really the teachings of Thoth the Atlantean. So anywhere in the New Testament where you see Jesus speaking or quoted as saying something, in my book, I had the Thoth words from the Emerald Tablets and Jesus' words side by side, where you can see he's saying the same thing that Thoth
said. You said God, but not the creator.
But the dude has a book. He has books. He writes books. But that's crazy, right?
Yeah. Are you saying that Jesus is the original Egyptian lover?
I did not say that.
Egyptian lover. Do you remember that song? Egyptian
I did not say that. Yeah, I did. No, I did not say that.
I have a memory of seeing my mom pushing a stroller and my sister walking with her. When I asked my mom about it, she said it's not possible because I was the baby in the stroller. Now, stop it, Funky Monkey. Now, I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight.
She got some good genes.
Yeah, these are some fucking weird ass stories. But, dog, I remember fucking.
Remember.
I know I've told this story fucking like Joe Rogan says ad nauseum, but I remember sitting with my dad dog listening to some shit in the middle of the night about Paul McCartney, the real Paul McCartney dying in like the 70s. And I remember dog, we listened to that and some special on aliens dog at like 3 a.m. one time. I was like eight dog. Me and my dad were fucking just right there by the radio, like old school radio. And this is like in like 96.
That was probably one of my vacations I ever did, bro. I went to the Chichen Itza and heard the local story. Not what we say, not the media, not TikTok, but the local story about what they did and how they lived. And, bro, they played a game. I remember going, and they had these concrete circles attached to, like, the concrete wall where it was, like, the stadium where everyone just watched them play this game. Mm-hmm. And they said, like, the goal, obviously, was to get the ball through the hole, but the winning captain had to kill himself once they won.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, bro. Like, that's wild shit. And so, you know, I don't know. But that's a story that the Chichen Itza. But that's, oh. Hey, and don't quote me on that. That's what the tour guide before all the angry fuckers come at me. Yeah. That's what the tour guide said. I don't know. That's for $199. That's the story I got.
I went to school with a girl named Nitsa, and she had huge chichis. We called her Chichi Nitsa. So,
hey.
Sorry. Right. Shout out Nitsa.
Shout out Itzy.
Shout out Nisa. Nisa.
Shout out. All right. What else you got?
Great Danes. There's a throwback. Great Danes.
Oh, shit. Great grandma was a bruja. How you say that?
A bruja.
No, the blood. She says we have.
Sangre?
No, bro.
We have. I don't know what the fuck that is. Paiute?
Paiute blood.
Peyote blood? I don't know, dog. And apparently, blood sangre, right? And apparently, my great grandma was a bruja. Oh, fuck. See, stop it. Stop with the music shit, dog. I'm home alone.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah. I gotta go pick up my daughter from dance after a while. Dog, did you hear about they have a first ever AI beauty pageant?
I heard it. I heard it.
Because, you know, and Rich were talking about it, and Spot was like, ooh, ooh, ooh. But I was like, I don't know. Oh, yeah. Spot was out for fucking most of the week.
Yeah, he was.
Went back home, and he was trying to get his shit. Dog, this is what I don't understand. I feel for Spot because he traveled fucking 50 million miles back home to go help get his parents' house clean and his grandma's house because they sold him.
Right.
And he said, and I feel bad because he was making excuses for his family where he was like, yeah, you know, they didn't really help out, but I understand, you know, they have lives. And I'm like, you do too, motherfucker. And you flew across.
Yeah.
The country.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
they can't take fucking, you know, an hour here and there or whatever.
Yeah. Fucking, no.
Yeah. They have families and shit, but fuck, come on. Like, you have fucking multiple families, you know, like,
but that's when you call shots. Hey, are you signed up 4 hours on Saturday? I need you here 4 hours on Saturday. I need you 4 hours on Saturday. Here's what we're going to do. You know, straight out.
They'll be like, oh, Christian, fucking Chris.
Well, I don't know. People teach you how to treat him, bro. So, I mean, if he's accepted that his whole life, it'd be crazy for them to change today.
People treat you how to, or what
they teach. They teach you how to treat them. They teach you by the way you fucking, they respond. They teach you how to treat them, bro, by what they accept in their life. You try to be a fucking asshole to your lady. Hey, so check it out. If you're trying to be a dick to your old lady all the time and she just lets you do it, she's teaching you that that behavior is okay. If she tells you to fuck off, she's telling you, hey, she's teaching you, don't do that shit with me.
Yeah.
You teach people by the way you handle it and respond. And a lot of people take kindness for weakness because you don't want to be a dick every time. You know what I mean? But usually people snap, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that's the thing is, you know, he's just got to, I don't know. He probably can't fix it this time, but it just sucks that he's doing it all by himself. Yeah. Lisa offered to help. Well, that's nice.
See, Doug, just when we think Lisa can't get any nicer, she does something like that and totally redeems herself.
J-Mac was too busy showing off his wife's tits.
I know. Lisa gets there. He's like, hey, check it out. Check it out. Fucking J-Rock.
You see my wife?
Lisa, you want to see my wife's tits?
She's got a touch up.
Oh, yeah. But, Doug, see, think about that. Listeners are offering to help that are in the area.
Sad.
And his family isn't.
That's awesome for us and then the family and for Lisa. And sorry, not us. Lisa, that is awesome. But the Covino Rich family is coming through, particularly Lisa. And where's J-Mac and what's the other one? Robin Hood or what's his sibling's name?
Ed and J-Rock.
Ed O'Neill or was he got his hand in his pants? Is that why he can't help?
You know what? Ed still doesn't know about spots like Crazy Life, Doug. That's
Juice was saying earlier, way up in the chat, at the top of the chat, Juice was saying Spot should be behind the velvet rope it when he tells him.
Yeah, no, he can't do that, Doug. I don't
see, but Ed's taught them. If he hasn't told Ed has probably taught them. I'm the hard head, and then he's scared of Ed, or he would have told him already.
Yeah, I don't want to be a part of that. I don't want to know about that shit. If you're doing it, keep it to yourself. And you know what, Doug? Part of me is like, fucking why does he got to tell him? Like, fucking does Ed tell him everybody that he's fucking or he has fucking?
You know? Right, who cares? If you like, just do you, Spot. Don't worry. You don't need fucking Ed's approval.
Yeah. Lisa said, I don't want to force myself on him because it's very emotional. But I wouldn't. I would have definitely have gone. Yeah. And
I'm never going to force myself on Spot.
I let you go there.
Just say
it was a nice moment. I wasn't trying to make a joke, but it was right there for us to make it. So
sorry, Lisa.
Yeah, but no, definitely, dog. I fucking it sucks, man. It's a lot to go through, and that's another thing that kind of bothers me. It's one thing if they're cleaning out the house, but it hits him with his like all those memories and shit. Like, don't you think it'd be nice for him to have like his brother to put his hand on his shoulder or something like?
His older brother.
Yeah, like, come on now. He's still his brother.
And she makes a good point. It is very emotional. Like, you're going to feel some of those feelings. I mean, it's not going to be like the day that they passed, but it's going to tug at the heartstrings, especially if you're there alone, bro. Where's the support? Family's all about support. They're just waiting for the check. They're just, you know why they're not there? Because they're standing by the post office or the post mailbox waiting for the check.
Hey, fuck that. He should take a bigger cut. You know
what I would. I would. That's worth an extra couple percent for sure.
I think so. I mean, and if you know what?
Fuck, I had to deal with all this shit. Fuck you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
they are. They're a bunch of dumb dicks. That's what they are.
Yeah. You know, Spot's the only hard dick there, you know?
Yes.
Real quick, I wanted to talk a little bit. They were talking about finances and shit. And because Caitlin Clark is going to join the WNBA.
Yes.
And she's going to be making 75 G's a year.
Yeah.
And, Rich was saying, we have listeners that make 5 to 10 times that. And I was like, they have listeners. I mean, I'm sure there's a few, but the way he said it was like, everybody's making 375 to 750. And I was like, I don't know about that. I think Rich is a little jaded by where he lives. And I actually looked, even the average salary in California as of 2024 is $73,220. That's the average in California. And
right.
That, they say average. I feel like that's more on the lower end. But it's still in the set. It's not hundreds of thousands like Rich is thinking. I
know plenty of people that make more. I know way more that make less.
Yeah, right. So that's why 73 is a good average. But like I could tell you, dog, I see a lot of fucking salaries at my work. A lot of them are 42 to fucking 57.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, Doug, you look at that, you're like, but
over fucking where you live, that's a 10-bedroom home.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. What Rich isn't taking into consideration is the cost of living, right? So over here, you're fucking getting a house for, you know, $1,200 to $1,500 a month or whatever, or your mortgage is fucking.
And that motherfucker, hey, that shit come with a cook, a maid, and a gardener.
Dog, I know plenty of people, like,
I know plenty of fish.
I wouldn't say older, but at least, you know, fucking 10, 15 years older than me, 20 years older than me, that their fucking mortgage is like $700.
Right. Now, like, bro, my mortgage at my house in Fresno, that shit was $596.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and so Rich is thinking, well, I got a, you know, $7,000 mortgage. Yeah. Some people are paying $700, you know? So It's not crazy to think that people are making 40, 50, 60 grand when their fucking house is.
Well, rewind back to that statement. How many people, you know, bought a $1.5 million house?
Fucking, I don't know any. I don't know. I don't know.
Anyone want to chime in the chat? Maybe Lisa, because I know she's in the New York area, but. You know, look at across America and see what 1.5 million gets you versus what he had to get in LA.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, he's infatuated with money. I remember one time it was 2009 and I was going on a cruise driving to LA and I was listening to the replay, or maybe I was listening to them in the afternoon. And he's talking about then that you need a $250,000 salary to be comfortable. And bro, this is before COVID, like $250,000. Bro, you could live at that time. You could live in San Francisco for $250,000. No problem.
Yeah.
My buddy did it. My buddy's been in San Francisco since 1995.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he has two pads, one in Frisco and he has one on the outskirts. But anyways, Rich was talking about that then. He's just so, you got to have it to pay the bills. You have to make your money. And obviously you want to try to make as much as possible, but don't let it define you by the things that come out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, have a little class.
It would be hella dope to be working like for Sirius remotely, like they do for Sirius, right?
Mm-hmm.
You imagine fucking doing that, dog, and like living here or in Texas or wherever.
Oh, yeah, for sure, bro.
Dog, could you imagine? You would be the fucking. I'd own a block. If I fucking made that kind of money, I lived here, I'd knock a whole block down. Oh, you know what? I have a fucking lottery ticket I haven't even checked.
Well, I can give you the comparison. It was 2011. I was in Coos Bay, actually North Bend, Oregon, and you can Google map it or whatever. But, dude, I was paying like $1,100 or $1,200 a month, and I was on the bay. Literally, I could throw a rock into the bay.
Mm-hmm.
It was a four-bedroom house. It's like 3,000 square feet. You know what I mean? But
throw a rock at my bay.
Try to go get a pad at any bay in California and see what that run.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't gonna be no $1,100. It's probably gonna be about 5 G's.
Yeah.
If you're lucky. And that's in like Humboldt and like Trinidad or McKinleyville or something like that. But you start going to these LA spots, shit, you're talking meal tickets.
Dog, I ran into somebody the other day. You might know who they are. But I ran into Onions the other day, right?
Holy shit.
I ran into Savoyas, dog. And I was just like.
I hope you had a fucking K95 like, hey! Mask.
I'm a Savoys, you know.
I hope you had a K95 with you.
Yeah, dog. I ran into
some fucking pits will give you Savoys will give you fucking COVID the wrong way, bro. COVID, yeah. RSV, and the flu all in one.
Hey, Kukui's been here one time and we already have mutual homies. So fucking I ran into Savoys, dog.
That's what you want to call it.
Hey, how could I put it? But
I am going back, so hopefully I can duck that one.
It was funny though, dog, because I was like, hey.
And you could tell the story for all I give a shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to because you never know.
Okay. Then don't.
Because I've had people approach me for shit before where I'm like, yeah, all right, maybe I shouldn't have said that or gave too much info. But yeah.
We'll give some shinfo then.
Sevies said hi. So.
All right. Mm-hmm. Oh, said hi?
No, but.
Oh. All right.
If you wanted to, I could. Well, I'll say that was a story. So.
All right. I got a code word for that fucker. 48-hour cool kick.
Who the hell are their listeners?
I think I'm getting what you're throwing down about Onions.
What listeners is he talking about? Sevies or what?
No. Juice said that a while back when it was about Cabino Rich's listeners making all that money.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about Sevies and shit, you know?
Yeah. And I agree with Lisa. I don't know if Rich, when he's full of shit or not, because I know sometimes he's adding extra details just to, you know, get extra clicks.
Yeah, I've heard people do that, but whatever.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, fucking Sebbies. But yeah, dog. Oh, fucking Juice. Yeah, Juice. I think you're catching on.
Yeah.
Hey, how do you feel, dog, about there was a story. Top Jimmy went to grub with his mom, his wife.
There been a strip club on ask. What's that? Top Jimmy what?
He went to go eat with his mom, his wife, his kid.
Okay, did he pay?
We all know how Marianne's living, right? She's part-timer at Lowe's, you know?
And live in color.
Top Jimmy let her pay for everybody's meal.
That's dirty.
A couple of times.
Dirty.
Covino said we need to change his name to Weak Ass Jimmy.
Yeah, I agree.
Because dog, it's not even like Covino goes, when I go back home, he goes, my dad likes to pay for shit. But Big Steve's got money. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So he's got fucking still two or three fucking companies of vending machines. You know, he's fucking living nice. He pulls out the big wad of cash. Hey, how much is that? I got for, give me three of them, you know? And then, but fucking Marianne's over here, dog, fucking just scraping by. And you're going to be like, hey, pay. Like, I think they said like $100 or $60 or whatever it was for them to eat one time. And Rich is like, mom, you don't have money just be throwing away like that. You need to watch your money. And
yeah,
fucking Jimmy over here is like fucking dog. It'd be one thing for him to be like, oh yeah, let her get his meal if she insists. And like, well, fuck it. Okay. Or she still wants to feel like the mom or whatever. But dog, for you and your fucking family.
Right.
And you know, she's not doing well. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, it's dirty because it's your mom and her well-being should be your number one priority. And it makes it double dirty because it's only one of her and four of you motherfuckers or three of you motherfuckers. And it's just like, and then as the kid, you should never put your parent in a situation like that.
Dog, and the thing is, isn't it like, aren't you, don't you feel like kind of proud to be able to do that?
Absolutely.
You're like, fuck, you know what? All them fucking chicken nuggets you bought me and the times I was a little dick, like, you know, like fucking, this is my little gesture to repay you for a little bit, you know, that I'll never be able to repay you for. Let me get your fucking cheeseburger or whatever. You know what I'm saying, Doug? Like,
well, don't take advantage of her. Like, bro, if you've got to make her pay all those times, you don't do that. Go get, make some ramen or cook a round steak or I don't know, make tacos. I mean, something like at that point, it's dirty.
Yeah, dog.
But my dad had scratch. So don't get me wrong. Me and my pops would split it. We would switch off, but neither one of us was hurting.
Yeah, and that's the thing, dog. You could say, hey, you get it, I get it, whatever, if you're okay. But knowing, he knows his mom's situation. If there's anybody that knows your mom's situation, it's you, right? And
I'm like Juice. So then, like, I used to have to do that with my pops, too, in the beginning, because I'd have to wait till he went to the restroom and just pay, and he comes back and the shit's taken care of. Because he's a proud man as well. So when I first started trying to pay for shit, he wouldn't let me do it. I had to pull a little sneakeroo.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Do we all know the extent of maybe she insisted?
The way
Rich told the story was that she was kind of like, oh, Rich, like kind of complaining, you know, venting about the situation. So no, we don't know the full extent of the story, but from what Rich told us, the conversation was between him and his mom.
Yes.
I feel like it shouldn't, he shouldn't have, Top Jimmy shouldn't have let her
well, at the end of the day too, like, and I agree with you, you never want to embarrass her, but there's also, that's the way you choose your words too. You know, a lot of that could be how it's communicated. But if she's not financially stable, and even if, like you said, Top Jimmy's situation, if it's bad, then they shouldn't have went at all.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? Right. Like if it's not good, then he has no business being there to begin with. And
bring his whole fucking family.
And I'll give you an example, like, and I'm not going to say who, and I'm not going to say when, and I'm not going to say, was this 20 years ago or was it last month or 16 years, whatever. Right. But I knew someone like that, and I knew a situation where the person just didn't know any better, and they were hitting up their parent for whatever, and it was just excess shit. And, you know, and I was just like, pull that person to the side and say, check it out, man. If you need extra shit, I can help out. You know what I mean? Amazon, I got Prime. I can help out. But don't hit that person up, you know, if it's going to maybe stretch them thin. It's not a necessity. Anything outside of a necessity is just excess. And you know, if people got it, that's one thing. But, you know, don't do that. You know what I mean? But sometimes people just don't think. They're not, I get it. Maybe Top Jimmy wasn't thinking about it, but he's got a family of his own and he should know better. That's my opinion.
Yeah, no, I feel you 100%. I don't know. I was baffled. That's a word I don't use very often. So you know how baffled I was, right?
Baffled.
Camino's boredom, Jackie Robinson. Let's see.
See, Lisa says we have a family and Rich needs to go bitch slap Jimmy next month when he goes to New York. That's from Juice. We have family who cry poverty to us, take the money and then spend on other family. See, I will call this one out. Sorry, Uncle Joe, I'm calling you out. I got an uncle and I'm going to tell you why. So you guys can understand my stance and my background and where I come from. My whole life, my pops hooked him up. Every time it was, he didn't have any hot water or he didn't do this. My pops hooked him up and made it happen. Right. It was his kid brother. It was the youngest one. And he always took care of him. Well, guess what? Uncle Joe still needs help. Mm-hmm. And my pops ain't here to help him out no more. And yeah. So at the end of the day, the saying is you feed someone fish, you feed them for the day. You teach them to fish, you feed them for life. And it's like, I don't know, man. You have to, Jimmy's got to figure it out. I don't think it's cool what he did because it's habitual. You know what I'm saying? And like now Uncle Joe, poor Uncle Joe, now when he's asked out because I'm not paying for his shit. Like you're damn near 70 years old, man. I can't help you out like that. Like that's because I'm just going to continue the shit.
Yeah. You're going to pick
never
up where your dad left off,
bro.
You know,
there's never, and that's not the best service I can give him. The best service I can give him is not let him to spend all his money irresponsibly and come to me when he needs help. It's to learn how to save money responsibly. So when you need help, you got it or you got most of it.
I mean, you can give most of it from yourself, right?
It's one thing. He calls, hey, man, you know, this shit happened. I need a G. I got 930 or 875. Man, that's one thing. But like, you know, no one wants to get that phone call over and over and over that that basically helped me out.
I need a G. I already have $47. You think you can hook it up with the rest?
Right. And it's always the same fucking story. It's always some crazy ass, wild ass story. Like, and it happens to nobody else but these cats. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's always some wild ass shit. The car started itself and ran into a pole. The fuck kid. You know what I mean? Like the credit card hopped out of my wallet, went to the ATM, took out $900, and I didn't do it. You know, it's always some wild shit.
Yeah.
Maybe cut his name out of the final thing, but.
Yeah. All right. Cut out Joe. Oh, yeah. What a dork, huh?
and he's my name. And I say that he's my favorite uncle. I say that with all kind intentions, but I'm just saying when you're rescue
Uncle
Ronnie
Mac.
All the
time, it was Uncle Mac.
Hey, you're rescue Ronnie all the time. You're doing a disservice because that person's never going to learn.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So I don't know. And I think, and you know what? I got another one to add to that. I know someone else's mom again, and this, I don't have to give nothing away. I know someone else's mom that not doing too well, gets her little social security or whatnot. But when she gets paid, she's trying to hook everybody up and spend all her money on everybody. Well, guess what? End of the fucking month, by like 2 weeks left or 10 days left, she's broke. Now she's borrowing money because she spent her shit on everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do that. You can't take advantage of people that are financially strapped. You just can't. I don't care what the relation is. It's just not good karma.
Yeah. I can't believe it happened. I can't believe somebody was comfortable by doing that, you know?
I don't know. And Lisa says she can't. She wishes she could speak freely. I know I probably shouldn't, but it is what it is.
When Marianne runs to Rich, he has to step in. Yeah. And I don't know if she ran to him or if she was just kind of venting. So, I mean, I'm not, again, 100% versed in the situation, but
I'll say this. Spice One had a song called Trigger Guts No Heart. And I think my tongue got no heart. I just say what I got to say and people get offended. Fuck it.
I mean, yeah, right.
That is what it is. My tongue got no heart.
But yeah, Doug, I don't have a whole lot more.
Me either.
So I don't know if it's a good time for us to wrap it up. We've been here about an hour. Anybody have anything that they want us to touch on from the week or anything, let us know. Remember, you can always hit us up on social media and give us something to talk about next week. Yep. So not funny. Dude, my husband worked so hard. These people feel no remorse taking from us and giving. Yeah. Yeah. That sucks, man. That sucks when people Yeah, you got a lot of scratch. You're working your ass off, and then people are quick to take it. That's heartbreaking, you know. Especially,
and I don't like to do that. And I don't do that, man. I work too hard
because I think about people like Lisa that we've gotten to know a little bit through the show, and always a positive person, always so nice, always sounds like she's willing to help people. And I'm assuming her husband's very similar. And for people to take advantage of that, it just shows you the character of some people.
Bobby Tipton.
Oh, yeah. There's Bobby Tipton. I'll call him back. And I got to give him a shout out, too, because he turned 26 on Monday. Happy birthday, Bobby.
Tipton, the dad-to-be.
Yep.
So shout out Bobby Tipton. Shout out all our regulars, Lisa, the Andrews. That's what we'll say.
The Drewskis.
Reinhardt, Funky Juice. Monkey, you know, Juice, everybody, you know, and I appreciate Juice joining us on the last episode. He came in clutch. And that was nice. Got to sit with him for a while, learn a little bit about him. And so if you guys missed that, that was episode number 239. So make sure you check that out.
And I was on time today, Juice. I was on time. It was the one off, I promise.
Yeah. So we appreciate you guys. Catch us on all social
media
at Aftershow BL across all social media. Hit us up, text messages. Some people have been doing that, and that's been dope. 928-235-5285. So
I got a question.
What up?
Are we related to the Brazilian BL?
Why?
I don't know. After show BL, Brazilian butt lift, BL.
Oh.
Just saying. After show butt lift?
I thought you said BO. I thought you were
talking about Javi's. No, not some boys.
Set boys. Yeah.
Oh, I think I got a whiff.
Set boys. All right. After show, but later. We'll see you guys in episode number 241.